It seems everyone around that time and place had an Allman Brothers story. If you have an Allman Brothers story to
it's
share.
It's not the one you think.
Uh-oh. What would it be?
Oh, boy.
It shows just how weird I am. I covered the Allman Brothers in the Birds, you know, several articles, mm-hmm. wrote a review of their album when it came out. Actually, I wrote an article on the concert at the Municipal Auditorium with Santana, you know, when they refused to cross the picket line.
Yeah.
The garbage strike. That was actually printed in Rolling Stone. They softened it, toned it down politically, but it was the same subject, you know. They wanted me to be their Southern correspondent, and I think it lasted for 2 articles. They wanted me to...
Just no news from the South, folks.
But you asked me about Allman Brothers' story.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have to look at the article to get the man's name, but one of the key guys that worked with them, their management and Macon's and the record company, I don't think it was Phil Walden, but it was one of those guys, contacted me at the Bird and said, you know, why don't you come down to Macon to the studio, you know, and you can do an interview with the Allman Brothers, and you know mm-hmm. that was the natural next step, right? Well, you know, that wasn't good enough for me. I had to go take a whole other weird approach to it. I decided that as much as I love the Allman Brothers, with the exception of one of the drummers, they were white guys. And I was highly influenced by the view that, you know, white people tend to steal the blues from black artists. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as much as I love the Allman Brothers, and I didn't think they were, you know, the worst of that. You know, I still thought, well, you know.
You have a big old cockroach.
Oh, God. My wife would scream.
One of them's suicidal. I think they're suicidal. I mean, ooh, here. Look, there's his
like
leg right there.
Like he's pretty much gone.
Oh, good job, honey.
Anyway,
we don't have paper towels yet. There's a napkin right there. Thank you.
It was time to go to Macon to do this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just decided there was another artist on the same label that had actually recorded with some of the Allman Brothers named Johnny Jenkins.
Yeah.
He put out an album called Tonton McCook, which I just mm-hmm. love.
A friend of mine played bass on it. My friend was your equivalent of D, went to junior high.
Okay. Well, I love that album, and I thought, I want to interview Johnny Jenkins instead. Oh, my God. How weird is that? I mean, for one thing, I probably could have done both.
Yeah.
But I had it in my mind that I had to make a statement. I had to take a stand, and I had to go, you know. So went to Macon with a little group of people. I don't remember. Probably Charlie Cushy. I don't know who all was in the group. We got a tour of the studio, and they said they would set up an interview with Johnny Jenkins. They're probably wondering, why in the world is he not interviewing the Allman Brothers? Anyway, they told me that I would never be able to understand a word he said. Because he was black, he was working class, he was just taught. You'll never understand a word he said. So we're going to send our young secretary with you so she can translate. He lived in a housing project. Now that shocked me. I thought, okay, he's got this album that's getting rave reviews everywhere. He lives in a housing project in Macon, Georgia. And they said, oh, and he's doing child care because his wife's at work. So he's going to have these little kids running around. I thought, well, this is a little bit different from what I expected. So anyway, they took us over to the housing project with the secretary to translate. He was there. He was taking care of these little kids, you know. And, you know, we hit it off right away. I understood every word he said. We laughed about it with the secretary. She says, I think I'm going to leave. Y'all don't need me. That was so funny. And so we did this really cool interview with Johnny Jenkins and talked about just those issues. Guess what? He hated Tonton McCook. He said, that's not my album. He says, that's an Allman Brothers album. He told me the whole story. Basically, it wasn't even his music, mm-hmm. you know. He told me how it was recorded. He was very outspoken, given the fact that he was talking about his label and, you uh-huh. know, And he had respect for the Allman Brothers. It wasn't that. It was just the way that the studio, the label operated. Mm-hmm. And he told me all about what it was like to be a black musician in the world of music. And it's my favorite thing that I wrote in The Great Speckled Bird, except for maybe some of the other.
You have to go dig that one out.
I love that. It's got photographs.
Uh-huh.
What's in that box? I'll show it to you. But it's, I love it. He tells me about how he plays country music.
Yeah.
He knew all, you know, Hank Williams, he knew all that stuff. And he talks about, you know, his desire to make an album that's his. He's very sharp, and he's sort of bitter. I mean, it's not what I expected at all. I thought, oh, yeah, I had Duane Allman play on my album. No, he was very down about it. So it was quite an experience. And I loved it. I just loved it. And it was printed, you know, with a lot of pictures of him. Mm-hmm. It was laid out really nicely. It's very impressive. And it's like, if anybody asks me, what are you really proud of? You know, that's what I want them to see.
Hmm.
You know, and it's funny because I have a reputation of, oh, you just did Jefferson Airplane and Allman Brothers, you know, and other people did Merle Haggard, and other people did the real people, the blues.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did other stuff. I did, you know, and Johnny Jenkins, that interview is like a real roots interview. And I reread it, you know, recently, and I was surprised. I mean, I wasn't that smart when it came to juggling those lines about, okay, white musicians have ripped off black musicians, but what about white musicians who are great musicians and respect the music that they play and respect the origins of it? I mean, mm-hmm. I hadn't figured all that out. And I was so pleased and surprised that I handled it fairly well. You know, it wasn't like after talking to him, then I went and trashed the Allman Brothers. That's not, you know what I'm saying? But you could see the person writing this and conducting the interview grappling with a lot of complicated things and trying not to be dogmatic, trying to be flexible and stuff. But that really stands out. I just love it. I think it stands up.
Well, that's good writing if you caught that uncertainty, that trying to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny Jenkins did go on to make some albums. They never they were never very commercially successful.
Yeah.
But I mean, he did. He was able to actually make, you know, some of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now when I play Ton Ton McCoot, I now understand what he meant. It does sound like an Allman Brothers album.
Yeah.
With
well,
his
my
vocals.
Friend that worked on it said it was Phil's trying to make a Georgia Dr. John.
Exactly. There's even a Dr. John song.
Yeah.
Song on there. That's exactly right.